Start your day the turn away northwest London. Tuesday, 20th of Elul, 11th of September. Dain David Dunne Shlita, Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. This week's turn away has been sponsored in Nishmas, Harold Margolis, Bas Rabbi Yeshua HaKohen, Olei HaSholom, whose Yahrzeit is this coming Friday.
Sneakers and coming to sit to learn. It's a gewaltige Sache. Start the morning. No, I'd like to just mention, because Dudi Yuskevich spoke to me last night, who's arranging all this, that he says it's the 20 years since the Manchester, and he's speaking this morning in Manchester, and it's a big zakusse. He's organized it here in London, and of course, Alain Beistein and all those who participate. He said the subject will be Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So there's the Rosh at the end of Masechas Rosh Hashanah, who brings down different views. And that is, he brings down Rabbeinu Yitzchak by Yehuda in Magensia. He wrote, they used to say, Vasienu Hashem Elikeinu Arishani Yekippa. Asienu speaks Moedim Regalim. He used to mention Roshana in Mikippah. As he says, Asienu Roshana in Mikippah, Shem Rebleza, God of King Rabbeinu Meshulam, that they do say it Roshana and Yom Kippur. Abba Mitshuvas Masa Shalom gone, he brings out Kosov, Barosh Hashanah, Hayu Oimim, Bein Bitfila, Bein Bikdusha, like I said, Moedim Lasimcha, Chagim uzmanim lasosoin as yoyim as ikorin as a. So din chag, Mishal din chag, uzmanim lasosoin simcha, sharei kosov, eilem boyadei Hashem, as it's written, eilem boyadei Hashem, at the beginning of the parasha, and we have a Moshe as boyadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, and it's included in that, it's Gishon and Kippur, so therefore these are dinim, days of simcha. Then he brings out that those who argue and say, you don't say all that, which we don't have the minhag. And on the other hand, he quotes, simcha. How do we know Rosh Hashanah is called Simcha? Because first of all, it says, Bakeser Yoyim Chageinu, so it's a Dikag. And secondly, that Shanema, because it says in the Pasuk, B'Sefer Ezra, that they were crying when they came back from Goyla, they came back from Bavel, How you break him? B'shua min agaylam. V'olam Ezra, and Ezra said to him, Ki kodesh ayoyim ladineinu, iklu mandanim, shesu mamtakim, eat pleasant foods, drink sweet drinks, kodesh atei ashona shemeinu, sukha leim, u'shilku modois, and send presents leim, nokam loy, yodosh yom v'seinu, that somebody didn't make him to shil, and see that they got food. So we see that there's an Indian of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Toward the end of the Rosh there, he brings out something very interesting and that we want to dwell on slightly. And he brings the following, that Uleis Anois Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, to fast on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Efshili Yashiv Baitanis. So he says the following, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you can't have a tarnis on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So don't fast on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because that's midiraisa. I will be on to Shani.
What is
the raisa? What? What is the raisa? He doesn't say. It's the raisa. First day of Shana is definitely the raisa. Rosh Hashanah is the raisa. I don't know. He doesn't say. Let's see. Abel beyond to Shani on the second day of Hashanah, ubi Shabbos and the Shabbos Shuva, less lubu kushya. It's no problem to fast on the second day of Hashanah. It's no problem to fast on Shabbos Shuva. Mishum dasara yoimer, because these 10 days inun mishunin mikol yoyis hashana. They're different than all the days of the year, and therefore first day is shana no, but second day is shana, and Shabbos, even Shabbos shiva, you're allowed to fast. Lefikach noigin rabbi seinu continues. Therefore, with the custom of our rebbes, leishim ben betanis, to sit on the tanis in those days. Bein b'choil, bein b'shabbos. It says it made shiva. Bein b'choil, bein b'shabbos. Ad kam. That's what the Rosh quotes from Ratzkanoi Gov. Says the Rosh on it. Udvorov temuin. I can't understand it. She'osa lesya anois beyond the Rishon Rishona. You can't fast the first day of Rishona because it's the Raisa. Uvehitin is anois b'shabbos. And you fast on Shabbos. Shabbos is less than the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Can't understand it. Unira therefore continues the Rosh. Unira Divri Rav Hai Shekosev writes Ulis Anas Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, to fast on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Onu Royin, we hold Sheyofu Sheloilis Anas. It's better not to fast. Shekach Amru Parnasei Yisroel. So said Ezra, Parnasei Yisrael, that Iklum Adanim, Ushasum Amtakim, Kikodesh Ayoim Ladineinu, they should enjoy their Sudais. Vechim B'Shabbos Shuva, Einon Uroishis, and the Odom, and he makes a whole build up that how can you fast on these days? Yeah, even though he brings from Goinim that you can fast. That is, but the Rosh has got his kashas. Why should Shabbos Shuvah be different than and also the Pasuk, the Novi says that you got to go and eat. So what is going on here? What is going on here? In Halacha, I was going to ask for Mishabur, but I forgot to take one out before. No matter, we'll manage without the Mishabur, thank you. Okay, Kailik is Shishi. Yeah, in Mishnah Berurah, Simin Tov Kuf Tzadi Zayin, you've got these halachas. Maybe it is worthwhile to speak out what Mishnah in halacha. Just quickly find it if I can. Yeah. The whole simon is im mutter is alles berisha shona. Is it mutter? So oiklim says the makaba oiklim v'shoisim v'smeichim oikl shoisim smeichim and smeach v'ein misanin berisha shona v'loy b'shabbos shuva. Obviously the makaba saying it to exclude this that opinion. Amnam lo yoikl kol tzvam, you shouldn't eat full satisfaction. Lemad lo yekelu roisham v'siya yis Hashem al paneim. Then he can, at the end of the simon, he brings down, the Gemara brings down, that if somebody does fast on Rosh Hashanah, that you don't need to do tshuva on that and have a fast to overcome, to have a kapara for that fast. The mitzvah is anus b'Rosh Hashanah. He does quote the view that there's a mitzvah lis anus b'Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? And so therefore says the Mishmur, okay, because of that, you won't consider it aveira. She said, but I would like to point out one halacha, which is halacha that can be relevant. That if one forgets yale v'yovoi on Rosh Hashanah in the Suda, so you're going to, yeah. So normally on Yom Tov you're going to repeat because I'm Muslim. Kalamai not, but on Yom Tov you got to. On Rosh Hashanah, what's the din if you forget yale v'yovoi in the Suda? It's you saying it, say, and you forgot Yahleh v'Yavoy. Do you repeat because I'm Muslim? Is there a very interesting halacha that Rosh Hashanah by night, if you forget Yahleh v'Yavoy, repeat. Rosh Hashanah by day, if you forget Yahleh v'Yavoy, you don't repeat. Why should that be? Based on this halacha. Because since you only have to repeat if you're in the key of Suda, is by night, Kul Alma Moida, you can't fast. Rosh Hashanah halacha. Shaila is you fast by day, Rosh Hashanah. Since the Maisa, we see the Ramal quotes such a shitter. And it's already in the Gainim, but the Ramal quotes such a shitter. So there was a sophic, whether you got a chi of Sa'udah on Rosh Hashanah by day, That if you forget Yalev and Yovoi, you don't repeat Birkas Hamazon by day, whereas by night you do have to repeat Birkas Hamazon, because then you can't fast at night. Okay, but we still don't understand the kashus of the Rosh. Then why should the second day be different than the first day? Because even if the second day is a derabbanon, we always make derabbanons like the Raisus. If the first day you can't fast, why did he say the second day yes? And why should there be the Shabbos? I saw in the Sefer Yerach LeMoedim, who brings down very nice thought that why it should be a difference between the second day and the first day, Rosh Hashanah. And he says the following, that based on the Gemara in Hoyrius, Shulchan Aruch again, yeah, Paskins, Ye Adam Rogil Lechil Rosh Hashanah, a person should eat on Rosh Hashanah, Rubia, the Haina Tilsa, that's gourd, Kalsi, that's a fenugreek, Silka, leek, Tamra, dates, Kara, beets, the various things you should eat on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Yoichel, Rubia, Now, these foods, their names, you should use their names in order to say it's a filler, something accordingly. Which is the Gemara in Hagius. Now, in the Gemara in Hagius, it says the following. Omar Abaya said, Hashtag Omar Simona Milsi, now that you say a simon, help Simon and Milsi, Ye Rogil Lemikza Beresh Shata. You see at the beginning of the year, you should see in front of you Kara Rubia Kasi goes through all these different foods, and you should eat them at the beginning of the year as a simon toiv. Yeah? The Loshin of the Gemara is Hashta Dom Ye Rogil Lemikza Beresh Shata. At the beginning of the year, you should see that. Is what is the din? Do we eat these simonim? I won't ask people what they do, but do we eat these simonim only on the first night or also on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? In the different opinions, the Maxik Bracha, the Elior Rabba, brings down that Gambale Sheni the Rosh Hashanah Yasa came, also on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. But the Bnei Yisoscha brings down that Vasiga Lefanecho Dikta Kodesh. I want to be Madaik the Gemara, the source. Omar Abaya Beresh Shata, the beginning of the year. But like Omar Beresh Hashanah. Why did it say Beresh Hashanah? Why did it say Beresh Shata? The other Beresh Hashanah, right? The Lashon Beresh Shata. So Nirali Lahoyos, says the Bnei Yisoscha, that they come to teach us the Davka Bichnises Hashanah Bereshisa. Davka, the beginning, at the entrance of the year, but it's real, Resh Shata, the beginning of the year, Belaino Rishayna. The Af Agav Davdina Treyayma, even though we make 2 days, Ain Soich Lesimon Belaino Shania. Yeah, you don't need a Simon Belaino Shania. Hagam, the Baal Taharas HaKadosh, because of, he did right, they should make it also on the second. We never saw the earlier Dayus, the Avdu Haki, the earlier Poskim, they only have the Simonim on the first night, not the second night. I'm not saying we should change my mind, but that is how the Bnei Yisoscha put. And again, that is Diuk, Beresh Shata. Yeah, good. So therefore, if that's the case, he says the following, that there's a difference between the Yontif Rishon and the Yontif Sheni concerning the Issa Tarnis. Because there are those who say that the Ritzvah writes, yeah, quoted the Ritzvah, that Afilu Betuvi Shvat Einles Anais, because it says in the Mishnah, Abba Roshei Shonim Heim. So, Idmu Namale Adoni Bar Lisna, the Kulon Shovin, the Ein Leis Anis. Because what's Rosh Hashanah, and that doesn't mean Svekadi, Rosh Hashanah, beginning, you don't fast. You don't fast? Yeah? You don't fast at a beginning. Mimela, that's Pshat. Says Gamna Tiroi Gom, that on the first day you can't fast, But on the second day you can fast. Because they're not fasting. You can't fast. As I say, you could fast. If you look at it, that's Egel Shabbos Shuvah, you can fast then. Only there's another din, because Simonim Milsahi, and on the first day you should only do Simonim that are for Devorim Toivim, therefore there should be no Tarnis on the first day of Yeshana. Nitzka Locha Mitzad, it's Deraisa, and therefore God, it means it's a Resh Shata, that is the din, the real Resh Shata. And in Resh Shata you have Simona Tova, you don't have Tarnisim on the Resh Shata, so therefore the first day of Yeshana you don't fast, and the second day of Yeshana, he says you can fast. And all the other days you can fast. That may be pshat in that piece. So therefore we got a different reason on the first day of Shana for not fasting than the second day. And that would be pshat. But obviously, this doesn't yet answer for us. It doesn't yet answer for us that what about Shabbos Kodesh? How can he say that on Shabbos you can fast if you haven't, you can't fast. The first day of Shana, you can't fast. So you say that's overrides. That's only Simon and Shabbos hasn't got that. Maybe it's a missile Shrelach. Is the Bach. Yeah, the Bach of the Torah writes the following. The Yom Tov Rishon Derish Shana Deiraisa Diksiv B'Toyra V'Samachto B'Kagecha. So the Yom Tov Rishon Derish Shana Deiraisa is V'Samachto B'Kagecha. Rishona ikra chag. Rishona is called a chag, and all the mayadim ahukshuzel was there. So it's called a chag. So like on every yom tov you can't fast, so you can't fast on that. But he says, "Avul b'Shabbos, Shabbos is not called a chag. Shabbos eini kozerak l'shomroi ve'eini ikra chag. Shabbos is not called a chag. Ve'eini kolol l'shah mayad is not part of all the mayadim. Lefikach, therefore." B'Shabbos Shuva, given the Mishunahu, since Shabbos Shuva is Mishunah, that's the Loshin of the Osh. Misanin boy, you can fast in it. So forget about Yom Tov, but Kos El Shabbos Einag, it's a Kos Einag. Yeah, Udivi Kabot, look at the Retreat, so they've got to have a Din Einag. Mikol Mokim, given the like Sivbe Befegish Simcha, Ikele Meima, and these are the main words of it. Dainu oinig di day the Yosef Batanis. Says the Bach, you know why you can fast on Shabbos? Even though they've crossed on Shabbos oinig, and we should have to eat on Shabbos kainish. You know why you can fast on Shabbos? Because that's good for the oinig of Shabbos Shuva. A Shabbos Shuva, the oinig is to fast because you feel, because he says, day the Yomim, Mishunah. That means like this. Like by Chaloyim, somebody has a Chaloyim Ra, Rechmano Litzlan, and he's very worried about it on Shabbos, that Allah can fast on Shabbos. He had on Shabbos the Chaloyim, he can fast on Shabbos. Why? Because that is his Oynug, because he won't have any Oynug without it because of his love. In the same way, on Shabbos Shuvah, you know why you can fast? Because that is the Oynug. The Oynug is to fast. By in and Yomim, because these days are Mishunin, therefore you can fast then. Yeah, that is basically what the Bach says. So Shabbos Shuvah can be fast, even though the others you can't. Let me maybe just add, what is it got to do with the Yom and Mishunin? What's the Mishunin it must be? What's Pshat Mishunin? It must be like this, that why are you so doyeg? Why is it your Tanuk? Because in these days, it's Dish Hashem Imotsoi, Kuru V'yosei Korov. Baruch Hashem is very close to us in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So every minute that you lose, or every day that you lose of it, you're upset because the scar is the Teshuva that you're trying to do. It disturbs, I can't be carrying my Mrs. Teshuva on that day. Is therefore losing out on Shabbos Kodesh, not to do it, a person would be dying. I got the Indian Yom Mizanim Mishunah. It's the only time of the year when we got this Kuruv Yosei Korov, Eino Asar Yomim. And therefore, since it's Mishunah, you're going to lose out. That is as bad as having a bad Chaloyim and being dying when he's dying on that day. And therefore, one can fast during without a fast on that Shabbos Kodesh during that time. That may be the pshat in that shtickle. So it's, yeah. The Rosh quoted the Pasuk in Ezra that one can't fast because it says, Iklu mashmanim, shesum amtakim. As the Pasuk goes, yeah, let me just read it out. Kikodo ishayei lad neinu, and it says, Shilku monois lein nochein loi. So yeah, you can't fast on Hashanah because it says this Pasuk, etc. Yeah, right, how? The others will accommodate the pasuk. It's not time now to speak, but let me maybe say ha'orah on this. I found it a bit strange that it's true. Ezra said there's a key of simcha, and he told the people they came back from Babel, ichlu ma'adani shesum amtakin. But shilchu monois le'in nochem loy purim vesek shilchu monois. What is the shilchu monois le'in nochem loy on Rosh Hashanah? Why in Rosh Hashanah is there that Shilchu Monos Lein Nochem Loi? Later perhaps share something about B'Shem Rebbele Lopyan, the Katzadik Livracha, who said the following. That's this week's Sedra, Azinu, we've already been reading it. Hatsu Tomim Paloi, Ki Kol Derach of Mishpat, Keile Muno Vein Ovel, Tzadik V'Yoshehu. So, Benjamin is perfect. Hatsu Tomim Paoloi. All his ways are justice. Called the Mishpat. Kaleh Muna, trustworthy God. Yeah. Kaleh Muna, ain't Avel. He does no iniquity. He does nothing wrong. Sadik v'yoshahu. So Rebellion asks. Imagine you ask somebody about a bocha for shidduch. Ask him, what type of boy is he? So if the person will tell you, no, he does nothing bad. I don't think we'll go for it because we want to hear something very much positive and to say, you know, this it doesn't harm anyone, it doesn't say very much, does it? So here he says, how can the Torah write? Moshe Rabbeinu say, Atzu Tomim Paula. He says, very normal. What sort of shvach is it to the Rebbeinu Shleim? And you don't find it anywhere in the Tfilos, Ein Ovel. Yeah, what's the Ein Ovel over here? Why, what way are we praising the Ribbono Shel Olam? And he said, following a most powerful, powerful message, he said, when it comes to Dinei Bosor V'Dom, somebody has committed a crime, and he's got to be judged and punished, whether he deserves the death penalty, which we mustn't speak about nowadays, or whether he needs imprisonment, yeah? Maybe called a correction center. Yeah, but yeah, whatever it may be. Whatever, yeah, a person does a crime, whether it is non-Jewish law or Jewish law, no nafka minna, that person has to be given his punishment. If he's Kayev Malkus, he'll get Malkus. If he's Kayev Misa, he'll get Misa, whatever it may be. But on the other hand, it's a bit of an unfair situation because he might have done a crime, he might have been Mechalel Shabbos, might have killed whatever, and he's Kayev Misa. Or he might deserve Malkus, the Bizoyan of Malkus. But the whole family suffers from this. Person goes to prison, the whole family suffers. Why are the children, what's the wife and the children guilty and responsible that they have to suffer because a member of the household did something wrong? Like a Bizoyan for the whole family. Could be the Doyus of Bizoyan. But that's the halacha. You've got to carry it out. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not like that. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Ovel. And when it comes to Din Shemayim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam judges a person, said Rebellia, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't just look at that person. He looks at anybody who will be affected by that person. That person has to suffer. If Uvin has to suffer, or Uvin has to go to prison, whatever it may be, yeah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we look at all the people who will be affected by it, and if they don't deserve to be affected, and they don't, they are not, they shouldn't be suffering, then that person himself won't suffer. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Ovel, he will never carry out justice on one person, which will affect others negatively when they don't deserve that. That is Taich Ein Ovel. That is Taich Ein Ovel. I think it's not rebellion. So therefore, Rabbi Elia said, but in those days, I think today the world has slightly changed, but the more senior people all remember all the New Year greetings and New Year cards, and everybody would send out to everybody. Say, Rabbi Elia, make a taste. Where did this minute come from? You know why? Because the more people, before it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the more people you're connected with, the more people that are attached to you, and therefore they'll be upset if something happens to you, the more likely you'll get away with your judgment. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Avel, and he won't take consideration. So the more people we're connected to, the more people who are thinking of us, the more likely we can be Nitzlech B'din, we'll be Zaycha B'din, because even though I might have to suffer, but the others don't, and therefore the person himself won't suffer because of that. That is Taich Ein Avel. So I thought maybe that is what the Novi is saying. The Novi is saying, Lechu Ichlu Madanim Shesu Mamtakim. I was, why? Because as the Torah says, that really we should be very nervous and we should be down on the Rosh Hashanah, only by Beteach in the Nisim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can we be Beteach that we'll get through if we care and we consider others that haven't got, that will help us get through, and therefore we can be Besimcha, and we be Ichlum Adalim Shesum Amtakim on Rosh Hashanah, because the more we've got, L'shilchulein Mokhil Nochaloi, we've helped others, we've cared for others, the more likely we'll be Zaycha B'din, we'll be Zaycha B'din. And that is why the Novi went and said that. And it could be that will also be Taichi the Pasuk. It says, "Atem nitzorim ayayim kulchem lifnei Hashem aleikeichem." Yeah, as the pasuk continues saying, "Vesheikem shifteichem koil ish Yisrael." So the word kulchem at the beginning of the pasuk is superfluous. Atem nitzorim ayayim, and it goes through. Everybody goes through. Vesheikem shifteichem ziknechem koil ish Yisrael. What's the kulchem there for? What's the kulchem at the beginning of the pasuk? So what happened here, as Rashi explains, in Kisovoi, we had all the whole teichacha, all the rebuke, and all chas v'shalom, what can happen to each person. Comes along here Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, don't worry too much, as Rashi writes, because atem nitzorim ayoyim, and you're kayomim, so you don't need to worry too much. Which obviously, you ask the kasha, then what's the use of the teichacha, etc. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling, the following, he said, how can you be Zaycha? And how is it possible that in spite of having done Aveis and therefore deserving a Teichacha, that we should be able to overcome it, is if Atem Nitzorim Kulchem Ayoyim, if you're all caring for each other, you're a Kulchem, you're not different categories, the hierarchy of Klal Yisrael, the lower ones, you know, not just an every person calling yourself, but you're a kulchem. You're considering others, one for the other. Then the emotion won't carry out anything of the sort. Because then, if it affects others, it can't be so. And then is the atem, nitzovim, kulchem ayoy. That may be, and that would be taicha the posuk, a taicha that. Okay, I see time is up. So, but let us at least take out together, you know, when Duni asked me, can you speak? He said, very often get this call, but why agreed with this week, and otherwise the more shaykhs I have with people, we'll be Zaycha B'din, and all of us who come together all the time, that it's Hashem, we should all, it's Mugili Kazakh, and it's a Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, people come in the morning, come and sit and learn, it's a fantastic thing. The more we care and help each other, whether it's in Rukhli or in Gashmi, it definitely is as big as a cross, and that should stand all of us in good stead for Ksiv Ksiv Toiva. Amen.